If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1922. You eat less variety than you think. Embrace it. Part 2 by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday. And like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, "What happens in a few days, sometimes a single day, can change the course of a whole lifetime." Khaled Hosseini. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1921. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. You eat less variety than you think. Embrace it. Part 2 by Joshua Becker of BecomingMinimalist.com. 3. Better health. A well-thought-out and intentional meal routine offers greater opportunity to align our diets with nutritional recommendations. 4. Less food waste. About 150,000 tons of food is tossed out in U.S. households each day, equivalent to about a third of the daily calories that each American consumes. Not only does this waste take a toll on our household budget, but there is also an environmental toll from that much waste. 5. Weight control. Many who eat the same lunch every day attest that the practice is helpful in weight control, contending they eat less because of it. It's called school cafeteria syndrome, and according to researchers, it really works in reducing the amount of food we eat. 6. Fewer failed recipes. As I will mention in a moment, there is still room for trying new foods and recipes, and I recommend it with young kids at home. But establishing a stable routine of meals each week and experimenting with fewer new recipes means fewer failed meals. As I can attest, there are few things in life more disheartening than spending hours preparing a meal only to have it flop at the dinner table. 7. Benefits for kids. The more children see specific foods in front of them, the more likely they are to learn to enjoy them. Creating a routine certainly doesn't eliminate all eat your vegetables negotiations at the dinner table, but they do make them easier, as the expectations have already been established. And 8. Greater simplicity. Embracing a meal routine, whether daily or weekly, promotes simplicity in our home and life. It reduces stress and anxiety, removes decision fatigue, and frees us to pursue more important things than answering, "What's for dinner?" How to implement a meal rotation. So, how do we go about this in our own unique families? Here are some thoughts to get you started. 1. Meals on your own are a great place to start. If you eat lunch every day at the office, it's easy to choose your one or two favorite meals and repeat them each day. The same is true for breakfast if you eat it alone. As mentioned before, breakfast and lunch are where I embrace the most routine. 2. Determine your family's favorite meals. Take each person into account. Are there specific meals that everybody likes? If so, those are obvious places to start establishing a routine. I'd recommend identifying 5 or 6 family favorites. If you can't get that much agreement in your family, be sure to think about those with pickier palates and what accommodations can be made. 3. Write out a weekly schedule that can be repeated each week. Take into account your weekly commitments. Does someone have volleyball practice on Tuesday night, or youth group on Wednesday, or a business meeting on Monday? Factor in both the time you have to prepare and the time to sit down and eat. My family loves tacos on Tuesdays, and we serve pizza on Sunday evenings because my son typically works late and my wife and I take my daughter to church that night. 4. Don't sacrifice health. Eating foods you enjoy doesn't mean sacrificing healthy nutrition habits along the way. If you're serving pizza or pasta, pick a vegetable to go with it, or look for healthy options of pizza. I actually find it easier to eat healthy when a routine has been established because we are intentional about including fruits and vegetables every evening. 5. Don't think you need to sacrifice all variety for this to work. Rare is the family for whom a week's schedule doesn't vary from time to time, so some variety in meals is almost inevitable, but it can also be scheduled. You can decide that every Monday is new recipe day, or you can choose variety when you dine out. Establishing a meal routine 5 nights of the week still leaves room for plenty of variety. And 6, proceed with trial, error, and adjustments. If you discover that one meal takes longer to prepare than you want, change it. If one meal is no longer enjoyed by your family, pick a new one. Or if you discover that a routine works well for 1 month and then you want to make a new one, go for it. The goal is to find something that works for your family and saves you time and money. Eat, repeat. One of the greatest things I have discovered about minimalism is that removing unneeded things from my life means I am left with only my favorites. Another benefit is that removing distraction brings money, time, energy, and peace into my life. I have found the same benefits by leaning into the reality that we eat less variety of foods than we think. We all have our favorite foods to eat. Accept it and embrace the idea of eating the same foods over and over again. You'll be excited every time you sit down to eat, and you'll save money and time along the way. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, You Eat Less Variety Than You Think, Embrace It, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved the fourth suggestion Joshua had for us. I'm a pizza fanatic. It certainly doesn't mean that I eat pizza every day, but it does mean that I enjoy a slice or three every so often. Here's the deal though. If I'm having pizza, I have to have a big serving of vegetables before I even have a single slice. So usually I eat a big salad with lots of stuff in it before my very first bite of pizza. This helps to make sure that I'm filling myself up a bit so that I can moderate my appetite and my pizza intake. Because let's face it, I can eat an entire medium pizza by myself. Believe me, it's happened. And psychologically, having that big salad helps me feel like I'm not completely going off track either. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.